067 Sri Radhikashtakam, spoken by the parrots in the kunja during Madhyan Leela. May that Srimati Radhika, whose bodily complexion snatches away the pride of the golden lotus flower tinged with red kumkum. Radha's bodily fragrance reproaches the fame of a fragrant lotus sprinkled with saffron powder and fulfills all the desires of Sri Krishna. May that Radhika always bestow upon me the service of her lotus feet. May Srimati Radhika, whose dazzling colorful silk sari defeats the splendor of coral, who is a garden of all varieties of blooming flowers, which attract the maddened bumblebee, Sri Krishna, to play amongst her flowers, and who worships the sun god in order to meet with Krishna eternally. May Srimati Radhika always bestow upon me the service of her lotus feet. May Srimati Radhika, whose softness defeats the fame of delicate budding flowers, whose body's coolness is worshipped by the moon, sandalwood paste, the lotus and camphor, whose touch dispels the heat of Gopijana Vallabha's amorous desires, may that Radhika always bestow upon me the service of her lotus feet. Although all the worshipable damsels of the universe honor Lakshmi Devi, the opulence of Lakshmi's great beauty and ever-fresh youthfulness is overshadowed by that of Srimati Radhika. Nor can Lakshmi Devi surpass Radha by her natural, loving, and playful disposition. May that Srimati Radhika always bestow upon me the service of her lotus feet. May Srimati Radhika, who is expert in all the celestial arts of the Rasa dance, like dancing, singing, and joking, and who is adorned with supernatural preem, enchanting beauty, wonderful dresses and ornaments, and all divine virtues, and who is the topmost youthful maiden of Braj, may that Srimati Radhika always bestow upon me the service of her lotus feet. May Srimati Radhika, who by her ever-fresh beauty, ever-fresh playfulness, and ever-fresh wealth of affection, causes all the young maidens of Braj, who are bound in love to Sri Krishna, to tremble in anxiety. Radhika is immersed in samadhi upon Krishna's beauty, attire, and playful pastimes. Radhika is immersed in samadhi upon Krishna's beauty, attire, and playful pastimes. May that Srimati Radhika always bestow upon me the service of her lotus feet. Srimati Radhika, who in divine ecstasy displays tears, trembling, perspiration, hair standing on end, a choked voice, joy, indignation, and contrariness, and who wears splendid jeweled studded ornaments which delight Sri Krishna's eyes, may that Srimati Radhika always bestow upon me the service of her lotus feet. Srimati Radhika, upon being separated from Krishna for even half a moment, becomes distressed by the ever-arising feelings of her own lowliness and great restlessness, and who upon meeting Krishna through the intense efforts of one of their messengers is relieved of all her mental anguish. May that Srimati Radhika always bestow upon me the service of her lotus feet. Srimati Radhika, who is rarely ever seen by the great celestial devis like Parvati Devi, and that Radhika gives great pleasure to her sakis, and she herself becomes elated upon meeting Sri Krishna. And Radhika is Krishna's dearest lover. May that Radhika very quickly give the nectar of her service to whomever chants this ashtaka. Thus the parrots conclude their glorifying of the qualities and fame and extraordinary attributes of Radha and Krishna. And all the sakis submerge in a boundless ocean of bliss after hearing the nectarine Krishna Katha from the mouths of these male and female parrots. As a result of Sri Rupa Goswami's mature service, aroused by drinking the sweet honey from Sri Chaitanya's lotus feet, the request of Sri Raghunath Das, the association of Sri Jiva, and the blessings of Sri Raghunath Bhatta, the 17th chapter of Govinda Lilamrita is now complete.